Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you know why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you're back with me today as we open our Bibles and we study more about a story from Jesus' life. Do you remember what we talked about last time? We talked about neighbors, being a good neighbor, who our neighbor is. And do you remember the challenge I had for you? That you spend some time with your neighbor. Have you been able to do it yet? Not yet? Well, you still have a few more days. And if you have, good job. I am so proud of you. I have a story I want to share with you before we get started with our lesson. It happened to a man who I'm going to call Ken. And Ken lived next door to an elderly woman, and he made it his job to take care of her. When it was really snowy out, he would go and shovel her sidewalks. When there was lots of ice, he would put down the salt to melt the ice. And every morning when he went to pick up his paper, he picked up hers from the end of her driveway and took it all the way up to her doorstep and left it on the step. Well, one day, he noticed that there were several papers there. She had not been getting her papers from off of her step. And so he knocked on the door, but she didn't answer. Well, he was very concerned because he knew that she wasn't planning a trip anywhere. So you know what he did? He called the police. He told the police, "My neighbor hasn't gotten her paper off the step for several days. Can you come and check on her?" So that's what the police did. They came and knocked on the door and then got in the house, and they discovered that she had fallen. She couldn't get up. In fact, she was very delirious and very dehydrated because she hadn't had any water or food, and they took her to the hospital, and the doctor said if it had have been any longer, she would have died. I'm sure glad that Ken made sure that his neighbor was okay and took the steps necessary to make sure she was safe, aren't you? Well, we're going back in the Bible, and we're going to talk about the Pharisees. Do you know who the Pharisees were? The Pharisees were a group of people that were kind of like pastors today. They were the religious leaders for the Jews. Well, the Pharisees loved to argue, and one of the questions that they argued about all the time was, who was good enough to be called a neighbor and who wasn't? When they saw Jesus and his disciples being friends to all kinds of people, it really bothered them. They didn't think that those people that Jesus chose to associate with were any good. They didn't want anything to do with them. Well, Levi Matthew was one of those people. He was a disciple of Jesus, and he had been a tax collector. Do you know what a tax collector was? It was a man who would go and take taxes and collect the taxes from the Jews, his fellow countrymen, and then pay the Romans. Those were the people that were in charge of the Jews because they had conquered them. Do you think that the people liked it that Levi Matthew would take their money and then give it to the Romans? No, they didn't. Tax collectors were not looked on very nicely. Well, we are going to read about what happened one time when Jesus and his disciples were eating at Levi Matthew's house. So let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 9, verse 11 through 13. Matthew chapter 9. The Bible is divided into two parts. We have the Old Testament in the front part, and then the New Testament is the back part. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, so it's about two-thirds of the way through the Bible. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. The chapter is the big number that you see in the book. Matthew chapter 9, you might have to flip a few pages forward or backward. Now find verse 11. Verse 11, that's the little numbers. Verse 11 through 13, and my son Micah is going to read this for us. Go ahead.
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
Jesus was reminding the Pharisees that only people who know they are sick go to a doctor. People who think they don't have anything wrong with them, they don't have to go to a doctor, do they? You know, a few months ago, I got very sick. I had what's called strep throat. And strep throat is where bacteria attacks your throat and makes it very sore, and you can hardly swallow, and it hurts to talk, and oh, it was so miserable. Do you think that I wanted to go to the doctor and get some medicine to help it feel better? You better believe it. I was like, please help me to feel better. But now today, I feel great and I feel just fine. I don't want to go to the doctor because, well, I might get sick from other people around me that are at the doctor, or it just takes a lot of time and I don't have time for that. Well, that's what Jesus was talking about. Sick people go to a doctor, but people who don't think that they have anything wrong with them, they don't go to the doctor. Satan has been hurting our bodies and minds of every person who has ever lived, except Jesus. And Jesus came to this world to help sick bodies and also to help change wrong thinking. He made our bodies and our minds, and he can heal them. But does Jesus ever force people to let him help them? No, never. We have to ask him. In fact, there's a verse in Revelation that says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Does it say that Jesus just barges right into our hearts and says, "I'm here to take over and make you better"? Oh no, he asks our permission. He waits for us to invite him in. Well, the Pharisees were very sure that they didn't need Jesus to heal them. They were so careful to obey the many rules that they had made, and they thought they didn't need to be healed. But though God had said to love others as we love ourselves, the Pharisees didn't do that. They only loved those that they thought were good enough, or that paid them the most money, or that made them feel the best. They didn't love their neighbors like God said we should. They were sick and they needed to be healed, but they didn't know it. You know, when Jesus came as a man, he was our example. In fact, he even shared a verse from Isaiah talking about himself. And he told us what his purpose was and why he was here. He told us what his mission was. And I want to read that for you. I'm going to look up Luke chapter 4, verse 18. You're welcome to look for it too, but I'm going to look really quick before we have to go. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 tells us what Jesus' mission was, what his purpose was, what his plan was. Here's what he says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Wow, that's Jesus' purpose for coming to this earth. That's the reason why he came. That is good news. And you know what? I want to be like Jesus, don't you? So I want to share with those around me what Jesus' mission was, that he came to heal the brokenhearted, to give them sight. He came to give them liberty and freedom. Isn't that exciting? I want to share that with those around me. Now, did Jesus say that he was doing that only to those who were nice to him or only to those who were not mean? No, he was sharing this with everyone. He didn't care who they were, whether they were nice or mean, whether they were tall or short, whether they looked good or didn't look good, whether they were the beggar on the street or the richest man in the biggest castle. It did not matter to Jesus. So should it matter to us? Jesus is our example. We want to be like him. We want to share his message of love with everyone. So were the Pharisees really obeying God's rules? You know, it's easy to love others the way that the Pharisees love others. It's easy to like those who like us. It's easy to be nice to those who are nice to us. It's a lot harder to be nice to those who are mean to us, isn't it? But that was what Jesus did. He came to share his message with everyone. And only Jesus can help us to love others like he did. Let's pray before we close. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to love others as you did. Help us to proclaim your message of mercy to the world, to tell others how much you love them and how much you want them to live with you in heaven. Help us to be kind to everyone just as you were. Go with us now throughout our day. We love you. Amen. Now, before we go, we want to go over our memory verse. Do you know your memory verse? Our memory verse is, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself." So we're going to go to our memory verse song and learn this memory verse.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.